Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Happy Friday night to you. Happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. Thank you so much for your service and everything that you've done. And thank you to everybody else listening all over North America. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everybody locked in on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. Thank you oh so much to Jack Stern, hanging out here with me and you on a Friday night, as we continue to get you all set for the weekend. It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Last hour, I told you that the NFL is going to honor John Madden on Thanksgiving. Just giving you a heads up there, something that you should pay attention to. We spoke to my main man, Emery Hunt of CBS Sports HQ. He got us all set and ready for all the college football games this weekend. Me personally, I'm hoping that Alabama can lose again. Every Alabama loss makes me feel good. My apologies to all my friends in Alabama. Not really. Anyway, the Houston Astros, I told you that they just won a championship on Saturday night, and they gave their general manager a take-it-or-leave-it one-year offer. I guess they felt that, hey, we were good before you became GM, and we don't need you. And so now, James Click is gone. Anyway, Dusty Baker, he took his one-year offer, and why not? He's 73 years old. He just came off of a championship. Life is good for Dusty Baker. Might as well go ahead and take that money. All of it. As we continue on with the show, we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. Pete Rose is still trying to get into the Hall of Fame. God knows when Kyrie Irving is going to return to the basketball court. Josh Allen, everybody is still checking in on his elbow. Is Josh Allen going to play against the Vikings on Sunday? They're saying it's an hour-to-hour situation. Aaron Rodgers is getting ready to play his former coach, Mike McCarthy, as the Cowboys take on the Packers. But this game, the one that's going to get us all set up and started on Sunday, is very interesting. We know the NFL has gone out to London all the damn time. Well, this is a beautiful thing, especially if you're like me and you love Germany, because I like beer and I love food. I wouldn't say I love everything about the food, but I like beer. The NFL is in Munich. You got the Seattle Seahawks taking on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Congratulations, Germany. You got a game, you got a matchup with the most accomplished quarterback of all time and Geno Smith. And me just saying, and Geno Smith, isn't so much of a slight. It's just the reality. Geno Smith has stepped his game up. The Seattle Seahawks are the number one team right now at this moment in the NFC West. And because the Atlanta Falcons are an also-ran team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're the number one team in the NFC South. And they have an opportunity here to just go to 5-5 and further cement their status in the NFC South, which isn't all that difficult to do. And so here you have the surprising upstart team with Seattle. You have the emerging Geno Smith. You have an amazing rookie running back in Kenneth Walker. and they are lighting it up. One of the best offenses in the league right now. How about this? Geno Smith at this moment, completing 73% of his passes. That's number one amongst all the starters. He has more passing touchdowns at 15 than Aaron Rodgers. He's thrown fewer interceptions than Josh Allen. And yes, even Geno Smith, he currently has a higher passer rating than Patrick Mahomes. And there's less headaches than that Russell Wilson guy who used to be in town. And so they are far away from in town. They are far away from home. They're in Germany, Munich. Seattle is looking to go 7-3. And Pete Carroll, the first thing that he's thinking about isn't so much about the NFL. He's enjoying the time just being in Munich, Bayern Munich, the home, the hospitality. Listen to what Pete Carroll had to say.
It's really obvious, and it has been throughout the build-up to the game, how classy this organization is. It's really been clear that really high expectations and standards, and we really appreciate the fact that they have their way of doing things, that we couldn't buck them out of it today. We tried to mess around with them a little bit and have some fun. But they've got their way, and Coach has done a great job, and obviously they have a great philosophy.
You gotta be able to learn something. They're one of the best football clubs in the world, on earth, representing for the Bundesliga. Pete Carroll trying to make some moves. Geno Smith, on the other hand, he's thinking about football. Geno Smith is looking at where the Seahawks are and how they got here with a bunch of no-name dudes. Listen to this.
I think it is pretty common. To be honest, I mean, there's only a few slots. It's hard to make it to the NFL. There's only a few guys get to go out there and play on Sundays. We have a team full of guys who were either undrafted. You know, Seattle's been known for that, having guys who are undrafted or may have not, you know, worked out at other teams, other situations, who have done well in Seattle. And so I think that's a common thing for a number of reasons. I think there's many reasons why that happens. But if you make it to the NFL, you know, you got something. You know, you got to have some type of talent, right?
Man, he's talking about himself. Do you even remember Geno Smith getting punched in the face by like the 52nd guy on the Jets roster? He owed somebody money and the guy punched him in the face. Who the hell is punching the quarterback in the mouth? No respect in the locker room. Yeah, you the 52nd guy on the roster. You might as well be 1 foot out the door, and you're punching a QB in the mouth because he owes you money. And what does that even say about Geno Smith that you owe one of the teammates money who's lower than? What is this about? You want to talk about growth? Geno Smith just turned 32 years old. First couple of seasons, he was an interception machine. Then he became everybody's backup. At one point in time, he was the dude that the New York Giants threw into the game to replace Eli Manning. Didn't last long, but Geno Smith has just been backup. Russell Wilson is gone. He's in Denver. And Geno Smith is playing what a lot of people expected him to play, or the level that a lot of people expected him to play when he came out of West Virginia. I feel like I've seen this man run around as a mountaineer. It feels like 15 years ago. And so now here we have it. Geno Smith lighting it up in Seattle, lighting it up in the United States of America. And Geno Smith is also excited about lighting it up in Germany.
I'm extremely excited. I look forward to it. First time playing in an international game. And so it's going to be fun. I look forward to it, man. Our guys are out here having fun. Everyone's just enjoying the community and all the sightseeing. We're, you know, trying to see what, you know, Munich's all about. And it's extremely exciting for all the guys. Just look forward to, you know, enjoying all these moments.
Oh, go to the opera. The classical music. It just go see a play. They're not going to be able to do anything. I'm being honest. They're not going to be able to do anything. They're going, they're playing football, they're coming back to America. They won't be able to go up into the mountains. They won't be able to listen to any of the music. They won't be able to have a beer. They just go out there to make money for the NFL and to expand the game, of which there were 3 million people interested in. I'm not lying. Whether they were all legitimate, I have no idea, but there's a lot of excitement for this game in Munich, in Germany. And so if you're a Seahawks fan, you should be excited. It looks like the Seahawks are going to be able to get back into the playoffs. Would I be surprised if they faltered and the 49ers ended up taking the NFC West? No, I wouldn't be shocked. Deebo Samuel is on his way back. We know that they traded for Christian McCaffrey. For the time being, knock on wood, Jimmy Garoppolo is still healthy. 49ers are good. And they probably haven't even played their best football yet. Have we seen the best of the Seahawks? I think they could continue on. And even if they don't hold on to the top of the NFC West, I still believe they'll get in via the wild card position. And so thinking about this squad, they're on the up and up. Meanwhile, Tampa, it's crazy to think about this. They suck. Tom Brady doesn't know what this feels like. But they stink. Their defense is holding it down for them. The offensive line is in shambles. Tom Brady's 45-year-old arm is being forced to throw the rock all over the place to Godwin and to Evans, and then we've even seen drops from these guys. The offensive line sucks. Tom Brady is getting rid of the rock because we know he's not running for his life. You know what else is suffering? The run game. They have the worst run game in the NFL right now. No more than about 60 rushing yards per game. Pathetic. I feel like I might accidentally squeeze by or through the offensive line and pick up more yards. It's a sad state of affairs. It's been so sad that Tom Brady, he has talked openly many times about how frustrated he is because the team is not playing up to their potential.
The frustrating part is we just haven't played to the way we're capable of playing. And that's for a number of different reasons. And this is a very important game for us. We have a bye week after this. And, you know, it gives you a chance to kind of evaluate where you're at. And I'd much rather evaluate being 5-5 than 4-6.
I'm sure. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, they barely got to this point. They barely beat the Rams. Tom Brady had to come on back, and he was thrilled and happy. Another Tom Brady game-winning drive. Tell me if you haven't seen that one before. And so with all the issues that he's had to deal with throughout the course of this NFL season, if you think about the entire year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it just feels like one massive L. They're knocked out of the playoffs by the eventual champion Rams. Tom Brady retires, and then he changes his mind, and he wants to come back. Tom Brady goes into training camp, and he has to take 11 days off. The season starts, and now there are rumors that Tom Brady is going through a divorce. The Buccaneers fall into the toilet. Tom Brady announces his divorce, and here they are at 4-5. One of the worst offensive lines in the game. As a result, one of the worst running games in the league. And you got Tom Brady just throwing up the ball a million times, hoping that it works. Knowing that the team stinks. Knowing that, hey, your family dynamic has changed due to divorce. Do you regret coming back? Do you regret changing your mind on retirement? Tom Brady had to answer that in Germany. And this is what he said.
Zero. No, definitely not. I mean, I think I returned for, you know, because I felt like I wanted to compete. And, you know, I spoke to the team about it, and they were excited to have me back. And, you know, I don't really regret those types of things. So I've, I think when I commit to it, I mean it, and I do my best.
Well, I hope you do. There ain't no turning back now. But Tom Brady's not going to retire in Germany. He's not going to retire in the middle of the season. Tom Brady's here. He ain't going nowhere. And so it's kind of crazy to think about a Sunday football game in Germany between the Seahawks and the Buccaneers. And the team that doesn't have Tom Brady is performing better. The team that has Geno Smith is performing better than Tom Brady and the Bucs. What is this, an alternate universe? Geno Smith has deserved all of the crap that he's gotten over the past several years. Because he stunk. He was a backup. And he deserves credit for what he's been able to do right now as he has revitalized his career. He doesn't have miles on his body. He doesn't have miles on his legs. He hasn't been beaten to a pulp because he's been standing on the sidelines holding a clipboard. He's gotten his chance. He's gotten his opportunity. And he deserves it. I think the Seahawks are going to make the playoffs this year. Their defense can stand to improve. But their offense is one of the best in the game. The young guys are stepping up. And Geno Smith, something that he didn't do early in his career. Now at 32 years old, Geno Smith is shown to be a leader. I'm not fully confident that these Seahawks are going to win the NFC West, but I'm more confident that they're going to make the playoffs. And I want to give them credit here. The Seahawks, are they Super Bowl contenders? Hell no. No, they're not. Are they a good team? Yes. Is Geno Smith one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now? This sounds weird to say. The answer is yes. Are the Seahawks going to make the playoffs? I think that answer is yes as well.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
And that just sounds odd to say, because they're led by Geno Smith. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What a matchup this is going to be, right? Who would have imagined? Geno Smith, Tom Brady, Germany. The Seahawks are better than the Buccaneers right now. And regardless of who wins or loses this game, do you think the Seattle Seahawks are for real? Do you think the Seattle Seahawks are going to hold on either to the NFC West or even a wild card spot? Are they going to get into the playoffs? I think they will. I think the whole NFC is kind of weak. Seattle is playing well. Geno is playing well. And I think they'll hold on. I think they're going to get right back into the playoffs. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about these Seahawks? What do you think about one of the best QBs in the game right now, Geno Smith? I'll talk to you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NFL Sunday gets kicked off in Germany. Munich, Germany. Allianz Arena. Home of the Seattle Seahawks and, at least temporarily, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bayern Munich is typically the home team, but not this go-round. This will be the first occasion that Allianz Arena hosts an NFL game. Pretty cool, right? Who would have thought that Tom Brady would walk into the game as the losing quarterback and Geno Smith would be the one on top, right? The Seattle Seahawks enter into this game with a record of 6-3. Tampa Bay, they enter into the game with a record of 4-5. And despite that record of 4-5, they're still the top team right now in the standings in the NFC South. And I got to give credit to Geno Smith, man. Completing 73% of his passes, leading the NFL. 15 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions, 2,200 yards passing. He has more passing touchdowns than Aaron Rodgers. He has a higher passer rating than Patrick Mahomes. He's thrown less interceptions than Josh Allen. Geno Smith's been sitting on the bench for so long, he's actually become a damn good quarterback. And good for him, he deserves it. The last time he had a full-time opportunity to start, he was throwing a football to the other team like they were paying him to do so. I think the Seahawks are going to hold on. Maybe not to the NFC West, but definitely for a playoff spot. The 49ers might jump them and take the division. I think the Seahawks will be able to hold on and still get into the playoffs. What do you think about the Seahawks this year? What do you think about Geno Smith? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Muhammad is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Big fan. I think, you know, Seattle will make the playoffs and Geno will shine tomorrow and beat the Bucks.
Okay. All right. Why do you think that they're going to hold on and make the playoffs?
Because Cardinals, San Francisco, we can beat San Francisco. We can take care of some business there.
Okay. Wait a minute. You're a fan of the Seattle Seahawks in Toronto?
Yes.
What did you do? Did you used to live in Vancouver or something?
No, I used to live in Seattle.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
And my first game was, my first NFL game was Seattle. That's all I know. That's the only sport I watch in North America.
Oh, okay. I thought you would be being in proximity to Buffalo. I thought you'd be a Bills fan, but it makes sense. You lived in Seattle. Okay.
Yes, and we will take care of Bucks tomorrow.
Okay. Well, it'll be Sunday. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about Russell Wilson then?
I'm a big fan of Russell Wilson, but he's going through some tough time now. And, you know, it happens. You know, new team, new playbook and all that. So I hope he does better.
Okay. You're a good man, Mo. Thank you so much for calling from Toronto. I think the only reason he's polite is because he's from Toronto. I feel most of the folks that I've talked to up in Seattle, they're pretty happy. They're okay with the fact that Russell Wilson is feeling some pain right now. He's with the Denver Broncos, and he wants to score touchdowns, but he can't get the ball into the end zone. It's a difficult thing right now for him, isn't it? What a guy, Russell Wilson, trying to get his life together. Let's get back to the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to South Carolina, and let's talk to Tom. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tom. Hey, Tom, you're live. Okay, I guess Tom was live, but now he's not. Sean is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
So I just wanted your thoughts. You know, obviously in Buffalo, we can't help but be a little superstitious. Josh Allen, you know, having his injury, it looks like he's going to be out against Minnesota most likely. And, you know, we have about four all pros out on defense as well. But I just wanted what your opinion or your thoughts were on the Bills season moving forward. You know, they've done pretty good so far. They kind of lost two games. They had no business losing, but yeah, as it goes sometimes, you know. But just wanted to know what your thoughts were.
I have no concern, Sean. None at all, bro. None. I spent almost my entire week up in Rochester, New York, which is right next to Buffalo, and this is obviously a theme and a cause for concern. When your all-pro MVP candidate quarterback has an elbow injury, of course, now the sky is falling. I'm not concerned. It's still November. You know, he has a UCL sprain in his elbow. I'm not a doctor, but his season isn't over. He's still going to be able to go out there and compete. He's going to go out there and play. He should go out there and have success. And if he needs to sit out for a game against Minnesota, then so be it, so he can be healthy. A healthy Josh Allen is a good one. The man plays balls to the wall already. He's trying to drop his shoulder into linebackers and defensive backs. Let him stay healthy. Let him get a game. If it costs you home field advantage throughout the course of the playoffs, then so be it. It does him no good to be at 75 or 80% playing at home in freezing-ass Buffalo. Be 100% or a little bit closer somewhere else. And let's be real, at the end of the year, everybody's banged up anyway. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, John?
This is not John. This is JR.
Oh, JR, what's up, man? Sorry about that. Just want to make a point or just your thoughts. You mentioned that Seattle, you used the words, hell no, can't make the Super Bowl. You know, just want to get your feel on that. I know Philadelphia is strong. They're up there. But I think Seattle right now, man, they're clicking. You explained it all. I just feel like you can't keep them, you can't count them out. I think that they're in the mix with Dallas and all them.
Well, you can think that, and let me be clear. Of course, anything could happen. Hell no, are they going? It's highly unlikely. I don't think they have enough experience. I don't think their defense is strong enough. And if Seattle is going to go ahead and count on getting into shootouts, I'm not holding my breath on that. It'd be a hell of a Cinderella story. We had one last year with Joe Burrow, basically rolling out of LSU and coming into the league and having his knee ripped to shreds. He returns, and he's able to connect with Ja'Marr Chase. And despite having a poor offensive line, they go to the Super Bowl. So, yes, of course, anything could happen. I think it would be even more of a shock if Geno Smith was able to lead the Seahawks to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Pete Carroll has experience. Defense is supposed to be his calling card more so than offense. But that I find to be unlikely, mainly because I don't think they have the stars on defense.
I can respect that. I think that's the fun of it now as a Hawks fan is just, you know, let it all play out. We all know about what happened with the Russell Wilson trade and all the, you know, all the capital we got from that. So it's a fun year. Let's put it that way. And, We're down to play anybody. I think we can do well.
As you should. Thank you, Ryan, for calling from San Diego. If you're a Seahawks fan, you should be happy. You should be thrilled. If you're a Seahawks fan, you got to think about where you came from and where you're at right now. You know, most times when you have a quarterback who's been one of the best in the league for, I don't know, about 8 years now, when he leaves and he exits the building, you get worse. Most people, including myself, expected the Seahawks to go through some lean times. They're 6-3. We still got more to the season. That's not to say that they won't crash and burn. It's not to say that the Seahawks won't get hit with the reality stick or at least come back down to life. But for right now, they're good. And this is the other fun part. I enjoy this part, that that Russell Wilson right now, they stink. The Broncos, okay, yeah, sure, you beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, but all things considered, Russell Wilson is still out there trying to get touchdowns. And Pete Carroll looks like a genius, and now these guys are throwing shots back and forth at each other about, you know, Russell Wilson wanting to do things his way, and it's funny to me. I'd love to see the Seahawks continue to have success, and I'd love to see the Broncos. I'd love to see them, well, not necessarily the Broncos, but more so Russell Wilson. I'd love to see this guy stink. It's not starting off on the right foot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you with CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, on the other side of the break, you're going to hear from Russell Wilson. What does he think about their upcoming game? They got the Tennessee Titans next. We saw what the Titans just did against the Chiefs and the Broncos and Russell. They're going to be looking for some points, something that Geno Smith and the Seahawks have no problem getting. We'll talk about that on the other side, plus more of your calls. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about the Seattle Seahawks getting ready to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In Germany, in Munich, Germany, the first time that Allianz Arena is, or stadium, I should say, it ain't an arena, will host an NFL game. Geno Smith is walking in as one of the best QBs in the NFL right now, and Tom Brady is walking in with a disappointing season. We talked about Russell Wilson briefly, and it's a hell of a switch up, isn't it? Russell Wilson leaves Seattle. He goes to Denver. Denver stinks. They're trying to find out what an offense is. And a matter of fact, Russell Wilson, he's only thrown 6 touchdowns in 7 games so far. They're going to take on the Tennessee Titans. The Broncos are trying to put some points up. They're 3-5. Tennessee is 5-3. And Russell Wilson, I guess it doesn't matter if he's in Seattle, doesn't matter if he's in Denver, he still has the same issue. He says, we need to score more. No duh, Russell, listen to this.
What do you think you could do better in the second half?
Well, we got to find more touchdowns. I mean, that's just the name of the game, you know. We can find more touchdowns here and there. I think there's some opportunities for us. And I think that's the biggest part of it all.
Well, thank you for the football lesson, Mr. Russell Wilson. You need to score more touchdowns. Thank you. That would help things out, wouldn't it? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Zach is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm good. Appendix survivor. I got it out last week, listening to your show, trying to hang on. So,
well, thank you. I'm glad that you're still here with us. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. So it's okay. So back in 2013, right, when Russell Wilson was throwing rainbow bombs against the Packers in that amazing playoff game, right? You could not love him more. It was like, this guy's amazing. He's 5'10", right? Like, everything is against him. He's sort of heel turned in a way. Like, I'm now at a point where, like, I sort of love to hate him. He's kind of just turned into a D-bag, and I don't get it. I don't get why I like to sort of hate on the guy so much. Just be honest.
You don't know why you no longer like Russell Wilson? He hung up. I guess that's a personal issue. I think a lot of people don't dig his...
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Lack of authenticity. And I can speak from firsthand experience. I've been around the guy, and everything that he does is very orchestrated. It's very manufactured. It is ridiculously thought out. That I'll put it to you this way. There's not anything that happens that is not just run by a PR person or orchestrated. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you lose a sense of just being a person. It's very Hollywood, and that's kind of the scene and space that he runs in. His wife, Ciara, is an accomplished musician, and that's kind of his lot in life. Shows up to the red carpets and, you know, paying people to figure things out, and you lose a little bit of just being a regular dude. And I think that's one of the reasons his own teammates in Seattle didn't necessarily always appreciate or relate to him, because he's in his own space, his own lane. This man has an office at the Denver Broncos practice facility. He has an office. Man, you won a 53. What you got an office for? Could you imagine if Tom Brady had an office? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is here from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Well, he must have some important things going on there. That's why he needs the office, Mr. Wilson. Great show, JR. Loving it. I'd rather listen to you guys than with the other stations in the afternoon. You got the ticket scalper and the season ticket holder. Enough of that nonsense. The other guy's saying he's seeing things in dreams and stuff. And I'd rather stick to sports. First thing with the game in Germany, let's face it, the guy took a lot of heat with the Jets, and he took a lot of heat going around from different teams to different teams.
Yeah, you're referring to Geno Smith.
Yes, and yes. He lands in Seattle, and he's playing like a superstar now, and he's winning. I mean, they've still lost a couple of games here or there, but still he's looking good. Brady, on the other hand, is basically treating the offensive line like a bunch of juvenile delinquents, the way he's going after them. Brady needs that offensive line to protect them. We know that. It's basic football. But when you see something like that and you feel that the team is not meshing together, you got to think, is it the coaching staff that's the problem? Are they the ones that really aren't getting on top of this? Because Brady can still play. I don't care. I mean, you have a hard time playing when the offensive line falls on you than the defensive line
falls
on you.
It's the talent. You know, I don't care what sport it is. You can send out the greatest or best coach of all time. If he's coaching, you know, three garbage cans or three light posts, it's not going to make too much of a difference, you know?
Yeah, I know. At one time when he was younger, I mean, you could get the guy who delivers the beer to the stadium as a receiver. I mean, Brady would hit him over the 50-yard line or something. The guy selling hot dogs, bring him down there, Brady would hit him, and they would look like receivers. But now he needs a little help from his friends, and I think that juvenile delinquent offensive line has got to come together, got to protect them. This is a very winnable year in the NFL for teams. The better teams have pulled back a little bit. The Jets beating Buffalo last week, a lot of people thought they couldn't win. You had some guys saying get rid of Wilson, as Zach Wilson, and next week they're saying, oh, he's the answer. So, you know, we're going to be fickle about our teams. We got to be more realistic. the season, I mean, is up for grabs, and the Super Bowl is up for grabs. I'd say there are several teams that could win this thing because it's what you're finding, a down season for the better teams, and some of the mediocre teams are pretty good, and the good teams are moving up. So you're going to have some real interesting playoffs, and you're going to have an interesting Super Bowl winner.
No doubt about that. We know one thing, and thank you, Ryan, for calling from New York. It's all about parity, man. It's all about parity. And the fact that you can go into an NFL season right now and there's no guarantee that this team will be there, but we know who the contenders are. But then even last year, we got a surprise with the Cincinnati Bengals. Always somebody crashing a party. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Baltimore. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
Real quickly on Buffalo, I try not to hold a bias as a Baltimore fan, but what I want to say is if Josh Allen, his injury lingers, I see Buffalo going into the playoffs, being one and done. A lot of teams played them tight this year, which could have went either way. I just don't I don't think too many people are worried about Buffalo. Yeah, they got the remedy for defense in a run game, but I think most of it revolves around the quarterback these days. And that's basically all I had to say. It's just, you know, I just don't know if Josh Allen has the goods if he's injured. Thanks, JR.
Well, thank you, John. We can say that about any quarterback, can't we? We don't know the extent of his injury outside of, as far as it comes to Sunday against the Vikings, he's hour to hour. That's what they're calling it right now. So what more are we supposed to say? I got to give him the benefit of the doubt that can we get through this game first? Can we see what the rest of the season looks like before we now bury the Buffalo Bills? Of course, if he's busted up, if he can't go and play, they got no chance. Unless Case Keenum has some type of magic elixir in his back pocket. Tim is calling from Delaware. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, JR. And I think the last position in sports where you actually need a brain is the offensive line. And big difference between pass blocking and run blocking. I think when you get more into pass blocking, that's actually where the brain comes involved. And that's why you see a lot of quarterbacks running for, you know, their dear careers there, because they could get flattened with an offensive line that won't protect them. And I just see it more and more in football. These quarterbacks are running. You got Allen getting injured, getting hurt. And I don't think it's really
well,
good
to
have
to
the quarterback running that much.
To be fair, he didn't get injured on a run. He was actually dropping back the pass, and an end hit his arm.
No, I realize that, but the point I'm making is the more you run with the ball, the odds are you're going to get beat up and get hit and get injured. I realize that, but it's on his throwing elbow, and the guy does run a lot. And I look at the Bills sometimes. I wonder if this might be the most profound thing said about the Bills. I don't think they're using Josh Allen the best way they could really use this guy. I feel that if he really rolled out more on his throwing arm side and hit more receivers that way and got rid of the ball, it would be much more beneficial than him dropping back and running and then running left or right and then getting creamed and get hit. Big strong guy, but the defensive players are big strong guys too. I mean, I know he can manhandle a lot of guys in the defensive backfield, but still, you're taking a beating.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the hits, they start to accumulate. We saw this last year. We've seen it for the past few years. And who knows, it might hold to be true by the time we get to the postseason. We know that he needs help. He doesn't always need to be the primary option on a run game. They just brought in Nyheim Hines to be an additional receiver. But the run game can always complement him, so he doesn't have to go out there and get the yards. But they're winning games. It might win them a Super Bowl. Let's see if he's healthy. We're going to take more of your calls on the other side. We're going to talk Cowboys. We'll talk Packers. We got more here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.